So the marathon bombing changed security measures here in Boston and across the U.S., but it didn't stop there. Sports fans in Canada also are adjusting to the new normal. The World's One Woman Canada desk, Andrea Crossan, just came back from Toronto. So tell us how the marathon bombing has affected Canadians, Andrea.
Hey, Marco. Yeah, I am just back from the homeland. And last week was the season home opener for the Toronto Blue Jays. Fans had to go through metal detectors to get into Rogers Center, which is the home field for the Jays. And apparently fans were waiting as long as half an hour in a lineup to get inside.
Wow. So is this a league-wide change? And is the league saying yes because of the Boston Marathon bombing? We have to be stricter on both sides of the Canadian-U.S. border.
Yeah, it is for all 30 teams in Major League Baseball. It's mandatory for teams to have metal detector screening. The CBC actually spoke to the Blue Jays' head of security, a guy named Mario Cutino, about the new security measures.
Well, they look like they're the metal detectors at the airport, but ours are set up at a less sensitive level. So at the end of the day, you can leave your belts, your shoes, your jacket on, your coins in your pocket. Just remove any cell phone, keys, or any heavy metal items you may have.
Now, you know, a lot of people talk about this kind of thing as being like security theater. We put these things in place just to make ourselves feel better. But it's not like Canadians see this as an American problem. As you remember, there was an attack on Parliament Hill in Ottawa last October by a lone gunman. And there was also just last month, two terror suspects were convicted in Canada of plotting to blow up a Canadian passenger train.
Right. So not just a security drama. They clearly get the need for tighter security.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's about the drama on the field. For Blue Jays fans, it's been a long dry season. They have not made the playoffs since 1993, giving them the longest playoff drought in Major League Baseball.
Well, Andrea, better security ain't going to help with that. The World's Andrea Crossan. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.